One of the most famous original cast albums is not from a Broadway show, but from an off-Broadway one, the legendary 1954 production of Kurt Weill's Three Penny Opera. It starred his widow, Lottie Lenya, and became the longest-running musical of its time. That album has been reissued on CD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
When I was finally old enough to see Kurt Weill's Three Penny Opera, the off-Broadway production had already been running more than 6 years. None of the original cast members, Lotta Lenya, Joe Sullivan, Bea Arthur, John Astin, Charlotte Ray, was still in the show, but I loved it anyway. And I can't think of a better way to wrap up the Kurt Weill centennial year, the 100th anniversary of his birth and the 50th anniversary of his death, than with the new reissue of the original cast album. The appearance here of Lotta Lenya as Jenny Diver, the role she created in the original Berlin production in 1928, automatically gives this recording major historical significance.
Remember Julius Caesar's fame, recall his destiny. Of all the dogs, top dog was he, but his best friends did him in thoroughly, and all because top dog was he. He screamed en route, et tu, ye brute. I hope you've got the moral now, but I'll spell it for you anyhow. His high position put him on the spot. Is it worth it to be top dog? Guess not.
I also love the performance of the Barbara song, sung on this recording by Beatrice Arthur, decades before Maude and Golden Girls. Her expressive baritone is perfect for the role of Lucy Brown, the jailkeeper's daughter who once tried to save herself for the perfect man, but who all too easily loses her upright perpendicularity to the charms of Mac the Knife.
I used to believe in the days I was pure, and I was pure like you used to be. My wonderful someone will come to me someday, and then it will all depend on me. If he's a fine man, if he's a rich man, wears a fine cravat, smokes a cigar, and if he's gallant and treats me like a lady, then I shall tell him sorry. Chin up high, keep your powder dry, don't relax or go too far. Look, the moon is gonna shine till dawn. Keep the little rowboat cruising on and on. You stay perpendicular. Oh, you can't just let a man walk over you. Cold and dignified is what you are. Such a whole lot of things can happen. So firmly say, but sweetly, sorry.
I met Bea Arthur once backstage at Boston Symphony Hall, where she was taping a Pops concert. I told her how much I admired this recording, and she was touched that someone remembered it. She said she still considered this production, especially working with Lenya, the best thing she ever did. The most controversial aspect of this Three Penny Opera was the adaptation by composer Mark Blitzstein, who shortened it, simplified Weill's original orchestration, and supplied his own English translation. Many Weill aficionados condemn the way Blitzstein cleaned up Bertolt Brecht's nastier lyrics. In fact, those lyrics were expurgated only for the album because someone from the record company showed up at the recording session with a list of objectionable phrases, which Blitzstein changed on the spot in order to save the recording. The original Mack the Knife was far more degenerate than in the lyrics we know. Still, no one has yet come up with a more memorable or singable English version. So it's wonderful that the new CD closes with a performance of Mack the Knife with Lotta Lenya exuberantly accompanied by Mark Blitzstein from an unknown TV interview show just before the opening and only recently discovered in Lenya's personal archive.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.